everybody. Today is Friday, December 18th, and in case if you missed me these past few weeks, my name is Stuart Huggins, and I am the Director of Youth Ministries at St. John United Methodist Church, and I am also the student intern here at the Wesley Center in Chattanooga. And I like to jump over here on Fridays and send you guys off on a safe and healthy weekend with our DBRs. And our DBRs for today are Psalm 89, 2 Samuel 6, 12 through 19, and Hebrews 1, 5 through 14. And I'm going to be hitting 2 Samuel today, and I'm going to be starting at the beginning of chapter 6 because to give you guys a little more context of what happens in 12 through 19. So verses 12 through 19 in chapter 6 of 2 Samuel goes like this. It was told King David, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an oxen fatling. David danced before the Lord with all his might. David girded with linen. So David and all the house of Israel brought the Ark of the Lord were shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. As the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. They brought in the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being to the Lord. When David had finished the burning of the offerings and the offerings of well-being, he placed the people in the name. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord's host and distributed food among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. So this is 2 Samuel chapter 6 starts out with the journey of the Ark of the Covenant, the first attempt and the second successful attempt to Jerusalem. So David gathered so many of his best soldiers because bringing the Ark to Jerusalem was an important step towards providing a central place of worship for all of Israel. The Ark of God was what we know as the Ark of the Covenant, which God commanded Moses to make more than 400 years before David's time. It was a wood box, or a chest, they would call it, completely covered with gold and with an ornate gold lid or top known as the mercy seat. It was 3 feet and 9 inches long, 2 feet and 3 inches wide, and 2 feet and 3 inches high. The Ark of the Covenant represented the immediate presence and the glory of God in Israel. David considered it a high priority to bring the Ark out of obscurity and back into the prominence because it was a literal representation of God's glory. So David wanted Israel to be alive with a sense of near presence and glory for God. So they set the Ark of God on a cart. Transporting the Ark on a cart was against God's specific command, though. The Ark was designed to be carried, which you can read about that in Exodus 25, 12 through 15. And it was only to be carried by Levites of the family of Koth, which is in Numbers 4, 15. So Uzzah, and I think I'm pronouncing this right, Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the cart. The meaning of the names of the sons paint a pretty meaningful picture in the story. Uzzah means strength, and Ahio means friendly. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord. Judging from the importance of the occasion and all the instruments mentioned, this was a pretty big deal, pretty big production. The atmosphere was joyful and exciting and engaging. So this is when the story really kicks off. So Uzzah put, as they were coming to a place called Nakan, the floor there, Uzzah put his hands on the ark and took hold of it, before the ox had stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him down there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God, by the ark of the covenant. So he was not struck down strictly for touching the ark. He was struck there for his error, and the error was more than just a reflex of action or an instinct. God struck Uzzah down because his action was based upon a critical error in thinking. In thinking it didn't matter who carried the ark, in thinking it didn't matter how they carried the ark, in thinking he knew all about the ark because it was in his father's house for so long. In thinking that God couldn't take care of the ark himself. In thinking the ground of Nacon's threshing floor is less holy than his own hands. So David reacted with fear and anger. David became angry because of God's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David got angry. David's anger was based in confusion. He couldn't understand why his good intentions weren't good enough. God cares about both intentions and actions. So now this takes place during the second successful attempt. The first attempt failed, the second one was successful. So David leaves the ark with Obed-Edom. So David would not move the ark with him in the city of David, but David took it into the house of Obed-Edom, the guillotine. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his household. Now it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark." And this is really where 12 through 16 takes place. Or 12 through 19, excuse me. So David went up, went and brought the ark of the Lord, the covenant, from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was when those bearing the arks of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed the oxen and the fat sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all of his might, and David was wearing linen. So David and all the house of Israel brought out the ark of the Lord with shouting and the sound of a trumpet. Now as the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, which is Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling and twirling and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart for that. So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in the place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had prepared for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished burning his offerings and his peace offerings, he blessed the people of the name of the Lord's hosts. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to their own house. So that was kind of a longer DVR, but I enjoyed personally learning more about the journey of the Ark of the Covenant and the struggles that David had with that. So that's all I have for you guys today, our DVR. We're 1 week away from Christmas. We're done with our semester, and I hope you all stay super safe, and I hope we kick off the new year with a bang. I will see you guys next Friday. Peace.